listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today is Friday, and
it's a special day.
It is a special day for us, for all those who make up the KFUO family and who are part of KFUO history as well. Thanks be to God today for 94 years of his blessings proclaiming the good news of Jesus. And so we have some history to share with you and some familiar voices who have been a part of KFUO in previous years and who really paved the way for the opportunities that we have today to proclaim the good news of Jesus around the world, to proclaim Christ for you anytime, anywhere. Thanks to our partners, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at cuw.edu. Joining us by phone, the Reverend Dr. Paul Devantier, former KFUO and LCMS Communications Executive. Dr. Devantier, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing with us about the history of KFUO.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity. It's nice to be with you. Wish you, Andy and Sarah, a blessed Advent and a happy celebration of KFUO's anniversary. I have always held December 14th, you know, in my heart as a very special day. It seems in one way or another, KFUO always celebrated the anniversary. And the focus was to say, thanks, Lord, you know, for the opportunity that has been ours, a unique one to be sure. But we're blessed to be able to continue the ministry, and we thank you for all the days that have gone before that have strengthened us and prepared us to move into the future.
Paul, when did your time with KFUO, where did your life first meet with KFUO and the outreach of the ministry that it is?
Well, it was shortly after the Reformation. Actually, not quite that long ago, but I was a seminary student and had worked in radio throughout college and seminary years, and had an opportunity to work part-time at KFUO in 1971, believe it or not, before KFUO even reached its 50th anniversary. And then when I graduated from the seminary, my first call was to KFUO. Not something I expected as a seminary student, prepared to be a parish pastor. But, you know, in retrospect, looking back, God's plan is always better than what we sometimes think our plan should be. And it's been a marvelous ride, a wonderful ministry through the years involving KFUO and Synod Communication and a number of other things. But yes, I go back to the early 1970s.
That is a unique call for a seminarian to be called to a radio station.
Yes.
Yeah. So great about your time there and in your first call and learning how to be a pastor, but doing it in a unique setting at a radio station.
Yeah, it was a time of significant change in the broadcast industry and for KFUO as well. And so, you know, I had the honor of being part of all of that. KFUO was, you know, a strong broadcast outlet, two radio stations, the AM and the FM. And at the time I started there, the two were simulcast, the same programming on both. And it was in the early to mid-1970s that the two were separated into separate sets of programming, the AM with one set of programming and the FM with another. That also led to some major technological changes for the station. New AM transmitter, new FM transmitter, new tower, increased power to 100,000 watts. And of course that was really an exciting time for us to see all of that change. But the the message, of course, remained the same. The technology is something that God has given to us for use to proclaim His glory. It's useful in so many other ways as well, but, you know, the primary reason God has given us so many blessings and gifts in terms of technology and outreach, the purpose is to share the love of God in Jesus Christ. So that never changed. We continued through the 70s into the 80s using vinyl records. You're too young to remember. you've probably seen pictures, maybe, or maybe there's one hanging on the wall someplace close to the studio.
In the museums.
Yeah. No,
I'm familiar with vinyl. Yes, that predates Sarah a little bit.
It's coming back with millennials.
This is true.
Yeah, bringing it back.
Actually, there seems to be a resurgence. And then from that into cassette tape, and finally into... you know, what we have today, the technology that allows us to put everything on hard drive, on the computer, and even distribute it that way. And I've lived through all of that, you know, starting with vinyl records and in the syndication. The program, by the way, of course, has been on the air for a long, long time. And when I started with, by the way, we were still distributing to radio stations vinyl records. And then we moved to cassette tapes, and then we moved to CDs, and finally to simply distributing directly via the Internet, which is a much more cost-effective way of distribution, and it's also much simpler. So all of that change, you know, I was privileged to see in my lifetime.
Did you get to see the dawn of podcasting during your time? That's become a chief part of our work here, especially Sarah's work.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. And actually, you know, I don't remember specific dates, but KFUO and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod were both among the first to have websites. And, you know, KFUO was able early on to use that particular technology. And the podcasts probably came along as nearly as quickly as they did for any other entity in the distribution of program material.
KFUO really has been blessed to be a pioneer in, in a number of technologies. One of the first AM radio stations and the longest continuously operating Christian station in the country, if I understand correctly.
Yes. Yeah, we have said accurately that KFUO is the world's oldest religious radio station continually operating since December of 1924. Actually, it preceded that a bit, but officially in December of 1924. And was the station that introduced FM broadcasting to the St. Louis area in 1948, long before many other stations even recognized FM as a possibility. But, of course, eventually it became a rather dominant force in broadcasting. And KFUO was a leader in that, too. In the 1950s, introduced a number of syndicated radio programs for use by other radio stations. The Lutheran Hour, of course, which began in 1929 or 1930 had become very popular, and there were quite a number of half-hour length religious radio programs in the 30s and 40s, but it wasn't until the 50s that some of the short-form program it began to emerge, and KFUO was a leader in that as well, with, you know, 2.5 minute daily programs or 60-second daily programs, music programs, choirs that were recorded by KFUO and distributed through records to other radio stations. So it's always been a pioneer, and today I think is no different, given, you know, what you claim on a regular basis to be a worldwide outreach, and that in fact is the case. And you have done a good job of keeping the word going around the world. It's done a bit differently today than it once was, but it's still happening. Praise the Lord.
Absolutely. It's incredible to think back on how the ministry of KFUO has expanded over all these years, and the different branches and the different ways that we've been able to embrace new technology to keep sharing the gospel around the world. What is your biggest joy of working at KFUO, or your most memorable time being involved with this ministry?
Boy, that's...
and we have just about a minute.
Just a minute. No big deal.
Yeah, I've thought many times about writing a history of KFUO, or at least cooperating perhaps with some others to do that, because there are so many wonderful stories. I think for me it's recognizing the fact that the Lord operates in some wonderful ways and uses people to accomplish his purposes, even those who may never have imagined they would be involved in this kind of outreach. I don't know what brought you into broadcasting, if it was something that you anticipated doing, sought to do. In my case, you know, it was not on my list of priorities, but in retrospect, it's been wonderful, and I thank God for the opportunities and the chance to work with people like you and recognize that the next generation is in place, as it were, and will continue the wonderful ministry that has existed now for 94 years.
The Reverend Dr. Paul Devantier, former KFUO and LCMS Communications Executive. Thank you so much, Paul, for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour and sharing with us KFUO history.
Wonderful opportunity. Thank you.
Hi, this is Bart Day, President and CEO of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. For the last 40 years, LCEF has had the humble privilege of supporting the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. As we celebrate this milestone in the life of our organization, I wanted to take a moment to recognize all the individuals, congregations, schools, and organizations who serve to fulfill the mission of making the love of Christ known to our communities and the world. We look forward to another 40 years of partnership. Visit us at lcef.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Pastor Mark Azil, the LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and the Chancellor of LCMSU, inviting you to join us right here on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. in the Student Union. If you can't make it, Student Union is always available as a podcast at kfuo.org. Learn more about LCMSU at lcmsu.org. And remember, college is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help.
Wednesday afternoon at 2 on KFUO.
What is it that you want to share with us? Call the KFUO comment line at 314-996-1542. Tell us what we're doing right, wrong, or just leave a message with your thoughts on why KFUO is important to you. What would you like to hear on KFUO to make your listening experience better? You can call us anytime at 314-996-1542. Thank you for listening and sharing your thoughts with KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Well, welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday morning. It is December 14th, and giving thanks to God for 94 years of the opportunity to proclaim Christ for you, and now anytime, anywhere. Started off as an AM radio station here in St. Louis in 1924, and technology has changed over the years. Opportunities to proclaim that good news of Christ for you have reached far beyond the St. Louis area. And so thanks be to God for those 94 years and sharing a bit of history of KFUO today. In studio with us to dig into some of that history and share some stories, the Reverend Dr. Dale Meyer, president of Concordia Seminary, right here in St. Louis. Dr. Meyer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Andy and Sarah. And I want you to know you've already depressed me.
Oh, man.
Also,
94 years, and I've been around for almost 72 of them. That's a bummer.
So we go to the right. So we go to the right sources for history and for stories.
There we go.
Where does your history intersect with the history of KFUO? You mentioned 72 years. Is that right?
Just next month. Yeah.
Happy birthday,
well, I'm having a senior moment, so I don't have can't answer that question. It probably goes back to my first churches in Venedy and New Memphis. It was a dual parish, and it was in the broadcast range, still is in the broadcast area of KFUO, the tower located on the campus. And our shut-ins would listen to KFUO. In fact, in a subsequent church, Holy Cross in Collinsville, a woman named Henrietta Leinhart, who lived to be about 100, sweet, pious lady. She had it set at KFUO, had her radio dial knob taped so that it couldn't be turned to KFUO. And she listened to it all day. And back in Venedy, New Memphis, a lot of our shut-ins listened to it all the time. It was also in Venedy and New Memphis. Now I'm talking about the 70s when Diane and I were there, that I was invited to do a number of things for KFUO, Bible studies, I guess. I can't remember anymore. But the guy was Ron Lind, Reverend Ron Lind, and a sweet guy. He worked for KFUO. He also had a job with the city of St. Louis, and I don't remember exactly what that was. And he was the kind of guy that got me into radio. So, yeah, I hope that's making some sense. But
sure.
The thing about KFUO then and now was that as a parish pastor, it supplemented congregational ministry in ways that a pastor never could. And I think that's only grown over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially with the technology, the way that we have it now. I don't know, back in the day, I wasn't alive. But
wow.
Yeah, you're really putting me down.
Resident millennial.
Would you speak a little louder so I can hear you?
Andy, turn my mic up. No, I'm kidding. Especially with technology these days, with podcasting, the way we're able to, and being able to distribute the things that we can, that we put out over the air to churches. I know pastors have appreciated that, I think. Can you tell us about what was unique about KFUO back in the day?
It was our church's station, mm-hmm. and it still is. And I think most of us had a lot of pride that our church has not only a radio station, but a radio station that is it the oldest on this side of the Mississippi?
Oldest continuously operating Christian station or religious station in the country.
Yeah. There was a sense of pride about that, and I think good pride, mm-hmm. you know, that this is a cutting-edge way going back to 24, that our church, especially Dr. Meyer, saw that technology was a way to get the gospel out. So I think there's a real sense of pride in the history of KFUO.
To be connected, you mentioned that KFUO is our church's station. It's where that broadcast arm that proclaims the gospel as the church does, but also to be able to share the church's story too. Mm-hmm. And you know, with the origins being in the the attic or the exercise room of Concordia Seminary before it was at the Clayton campus, before that, you know, having that that connection with Concordia Seminary professors, but also with the local congregation as well, being able to tell the church's story and to be able to share with one another what's going on. You know, we have other means for doing that. We have you know, the reporter and Lutheran Witness for communicating those stories, and now we have
and now with the
rise of the internet, other means to do that too. But to be able to share the church's story, what are some of the ways that you've been involved with KFUO throughout the years?
Well, I mentioned doing Bible studies, Reverend Ron Lind, who also, by the way, said KFUO stood for Keep It Forward, Upward, Onward. Mm-hmm. And he just made that up, I guess. But he introduced me to that. Let's see. Then when Roger Abatey was the director of KFUO, I approached him about broadcasting our services from Holy Cross Collinsville. And he said, we've got churches that broadcast, but we could use a Bible class. And so we did the KFUO Bible class, started that in the basement of Holy Cross in Collinsville. And that was fun. That was fun. One of my memories is it was broadcast the week after we actually recorded it. So sometimes people would ask a question that was time sensitive and, you know, maybe we could edit it, maybe we couldn't. But somebody asked a question and said it this way, last Sunday, when we took a church van over to visit Grant's farm, what time did we leave the church last Sunday? So, you know, but we did that. Of course, then there's also the memories of the Lutheran Hour, which I was privileged to work for 12 years. And when I would be traveling, because I've been traveling here, there, and wherever for 30 years, older people would come up and say, how's KFUO doing? I said, well, I guess they're doing okay, because they equated the Lutheran Hour with KFUO, which is
sure
where it started.
You know,
Walter A. Meyer was going at it hard and heavy in the KFUO studio. So, yeah, those are memories. What I think is great about KFUO now, and I've told people this, and they didn't get it because they're not as young as I am. If we think of KFUO as a radio station, no. It's a production house producing all sorts of programs that are distributed in a myriad of ways. I mean, you take our KFUO Concordia Seminary program, Word and Work, an intersection. We distribute that on our internet connections. KFUO does that on your web. This is a production house. And the great thing about KFUO in this day and age is that you have access to scholars from both seminaries, pastors who are knowledgeable, who know what's going on, and you can just produce materials all day long and distribute them in various ways, and then they can like a ripple effect be produced other places. It's unlimited opportunities. But thinking of KFUO as just our radio station, which is the way we thought of it when I started my ministry 45 years ago, yeah, it's a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty incredible, the opportunities that we've had. How have you seen the mission of KFUO remain the same over all of these years, even with all of these changing modes of technology and modes of getting the message out? How has that message stayed the same?
It's the Word of God. It's about Jesus. St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1 that all the promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus. And those are the bad promises, too, like the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Well, that's fulfilled in Jesus. He takes our sin in his death. But the good promises, they're the ones we focus on. That hasn't changed. What has changed, and this causes me some concern, is that we're living in a different context. You know, when KFUO started, and even when I got into the ministry, we were talking about Christian America. Everybody kind of knew what the church and the Bible was about, and they also understood the church's message. That's all ganske gangen. It's gone, and it ain't coming back, okay? And so the context has changed. And so how does a seminary graduate, how does a pastor or a church worker, how do we take the law, gospel, truth of God's revealed word to the culture today? And sometimes that's going to mean bringing up topics, bringing up, you know, questions that seem strange to older people. I remember we were having a meeting, and this was with the faculty was meeting with the district presidents of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and that's always a great time. And one of our professors said, he said, we need a theology for the 21st century. Whoa. Okay, so one of the district presidents stood up and said, what are you talking about? You know, why are we going to change the theology of the church? And our professor then responded, and it is a legitimate question that was asked. Our professor responded by saying, you know, in this day and age, people don't think of God as a creator. They don't even know that God exists. Whereas, say, 94 years ago, KFUO starts, or when I started my ministry, those were not really issues. Okay, so we have to address the issues of today, always with fidelity to the Word of God and our Lutheran confessions, but to realize the context is different. And sometimes an older person can say, hey, what are they talking about here? No, the goal is the same. But every, you know, each, like the hymn says, each age its solemn task may claim but once, make each one stronger, nobler than the last. And that's the challenge for us today, to be faithful in a different context.
And with the dawn of the internet and the opportunity to reach well beyond the St. Louis community, that does bring us into a variety of contexts. Yeah. And it certainly does present its challenges, but all for the sake of the gospel, have we a great opportunity to bring this good news of Christ, and doing so for 94 years. Thanks be to God. The Reverend Dr. Dale Meyer, President, Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, thank you so much for sharing with us today on this anniversary. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
My pleasure.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.